For New Orleans Public Radio News, I'm Carl Lengel. With early voting underway for the general election next week, New Orleans housing advocates held a rally to make affordable housing a top priority. WWNO's Eileen Fleming has details.
Marchers walked through Central City over the weekend to highlight concerns that residents are getting priced out of neighborhoods throughout the city. The Greater New Orleans Housing Alliance released its report card on how the city is handling the soaring cost of housing. It found rents in Central City pre-Katrina were as low as $200. Now they're almost $800 a month, contributing to the city getting a D rating in the report. Andrea Nisia Morris is chair of the Greater New Orleans Housing Alliance.
We're disappointed in the fact that we got a D for the second year in a row, that we lost more affordable housing than we created for the second year in a row. The people of this city can't take anything else.
Adinas Perkins is on a fixed income of $961. She says it can't cover her $850 rent along with utilities and food.
It's extremely hard and heartbreaking, but I will not be forced out of this city.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell is backing three initiatives to improve city services. One involves capital improvement bonds she says will ultimately create more affordable housing. But critics say there's no guarantee that money will pay for housing. In New Orleans, I'm Eileen Fleming.
The city parish government of East Baton Rouge is challenging the incorporation of a controversial new city. As Jess Clark reports, they're asking a judge to stop the incorporation of St. George.
Last month, residents of a large section of East Baton Rouge Parish voted to incorporate as the City of St. George. Organizers say it's the first step to creating their own school system. But the proposal is controversial because the would-be city is much wider and more affluent than the rest of the parish. Now, attorneys for the city parish government and two East Baton Rouge residents are challenging St. George in state court, saying it doesn't meet the state's requirements for providing services and that the incorporation will have a big negative financial impact on the rest of the parish. They also claim the organizers intentionally diluted the minority vote when they drew the city boundaries. A spokesman for St. George did not immediately respond to requests for comment. In New Orleans, I'm Jess Clark.
Governor John Bel Edwards this afternoon joined New Orleans leaders to announce the annual Essence Festival will run 5 days when it celebrates its 25th anniversary next year. Edwards says the July Music and Empowerment Festival has become an economic powerhouse since it began in 1995 to celebrate Essence magazine.
The economic impact of this festival has grown to $300 million a year.
That's a big deal.
That's a big deal for the state.
The event has grown to be known as the Party with a Purpose. 89,623 people early voted on Saturday for the runoff, an all-time record high, topping even the early voting turnout of the 2016 presidential election. JMC Analytics pollster John Cavillion says Governor Edwards is likely a lot happier with the demographics of this early voting period than the primaries.
Black turnout went from 25% to 31% of the total compared to the primary. Republican turnout stayed relatively strong as well. So what that means is both parties were successful at turning out their base.
Early voting runs through Saturday. No injuries are reported after an explosion shook a Dow chemical plant in Louisiana. Dow Louisiana Operations said that a vessel had ruptured at its facility near Plaquemine on Sunday morning. Other details were not immediately released. The company said it is conducting air monitoring and that there appears to be no off-site impact other than a loud noise heard nearby. Officials from Iberville Parish Council said that there is no immediate danger to the public. The site, together with brine operations in Grand Bayou, comprises one of Louisiana's largest petrochemical facilities. A volunteer search and rescue group in Louisiana says it has changed its name to avoid confusion with a similarly named organization whose leader is accused of taking money from a fundraiser meant for children. The director of Pinnacle Search and Rescue, formerly known as Cajun Navy 2016, says it sped up its name change when the president of a separate group called America's Cajun Navy was charged with fraud 2 weeks ago. The change also comes as its own president, John Bridgers, faces fraud charges after a homeowner said he agreed to do contracting work on a house but never finished. Pinnacle Search and Rescue Director Ben Husser said some were confusing the two organizations. Both groups include private boat owners who assist rescue operations. Police say a Louisiana deputy threw his cell phone off a bridge just before he was arrested on 60 counts of producing child pornography. The Advocate reports the police document released Friday says Dennis Perkins acknowledged throwing away the phone while heading to State Bureau of Investigation agents. It's unclear if authorities have recovered the phone, which the district attorney's office refers to as a key piece of evidence. The 44-year-old Livingston Parish deputy was arrested October 22nd and is also charged with first-degree rape, obscenity, and video voyeurism. He was then fired the next day. His wife, 34-year-old Cynthia Thompson Perkins, was arrested on similar charges and has since resigned from teaching at Westside Junior High in Walker. Authorities have yet to detail the allegations against the couple. Two parishes in southeast Louisiana are launching a joint promotion to draw tourists from each other. Tangipahoa Parish is a north-northeast location of New Orleans, stretching from the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain north toward Mississippi. Lafourche Parish is southwest of New Orleans, split by a long bayou that ends at the Gulf of Mexico. Now, tourism officials in each parish are encouraging visits from the other. Each has posted suggested itineraries for day trips or overnight getaways. Suggested itineraries for Lafourche include the parish's Cajun Bayou Food Trail, which highlights restaurants featuring Cajun cuisine. It also includes outdoor activities like airboat tours and local cultural spots. Tangipahoa Parish is highlighting its Global Wildlife Center, where visitors can hand-feed animals. Also featured are pumpkin picking at local farms and the annual Louisiana Renaissance Fest. For New Orleans Public Radio News, I'm Carl Lengel.